So far, it's the third and final day of the Red River Farm Network's crop tour presented by Pioneer. Red River Farm Network's Randy Conan has this update from the Thief River Falls area.
From the Red River Farm Network crop tour presented by Pioneer, I'm Randy Conan visiting with Kent Rivard here at K-Star Seed. Kent, on the drive over here to Thief River, kind of the same crop we've been seeing pretty much everywhere else. Some things look good, some things not so good. Surprisingly, this crop seems to be hanging on pretty good.
Yeah, it does. It kind of seems like it's been the story all summer. It's amazing how well things have hung on throughout the growing season. Some of the better ground definitely shines this year versus the more marginal ground is showing some more stress. But like I was mentioning to you earlier, normally I don't think we give enough credit to how well a crop can root in. Normally the June rains, I think, hinder that more than we realize, because it's really amazing how well we've done with so little rain.
Yeah, for sure. I think, too, maybe maturity might make a difference this year.
Yeah, it does. Maturity does a little bit, especially when the rains fell or didn't. And also, certain hybrids are standing out better than others as well. So.
Yep. And we had the string of hot days, but it seemed like we may have pollinated kind of around those. Things look fairly decent.
Yeah, other than some pockets and fields here and there, pollination was surprisingly good. As good as any average year, I suppose.
Yep. What's pod fill look like on the soybeans, or the pod set anyway?
Pod set could be a little bit better. Some of the fields that maybe didn't look great throughout the growing season, they didn't put as much energy or moisture into vegetative growth, and they have a better pod count than some of the nicer looking beans. These rains have really helped with finishing off pod fill or getting pod fill, depending on maturity of the beans.
Yep. In my experience as an old farmer, you still never know until you get the combine in the field with soybeans. I've had short beans out yield tall beans before too. So.
Yep, exactly. Growing soybeans isn't a beauty contest. So.
Yep, for sure. Speaking of that, going into harvest, are there things we need to be aware of as far as harvest management in some of these drier conditions?
Yeah, the soybeans, they're pretty resilient. It's nothing too much there. But on the corn side of it, we're drought stressed all year. The stocks aren't what they were. There could be some stock issues. There could be some cob drops. So I don't think a guy's going to be able to wait until it's dried down the way where you'd like to harvest it. But just need to be cognizant of that.
Yep, exactly. Well, visiting with Kent Rivard here on the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer, I'm Randy Conan.
Thanks, Randy.